Can you all see this? All right. So our children's story, can you read that? Does it say Raffy? Okay. So today we're going to do a little children's story about nuts. Do you all eat nuts?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's this? Okay, these aren't really nuts, but just pretend, okay, because they're called peanuts. Anyone know anything about peanuts? Are peanuts special, or are they not very special? Are they pretty cheap, or are they expensive? Expensive. Okay. They're kind of the cheapest of nuts anyway. Maybe they're more expensive than other things, but they're pretty cheap for nuts, and they're not really nuts. And a lot of people think that they're a bit of a cheap sort of nut as well, because pretend. But actually, they're very special. And do you know who this person is? Okay. If you'd... Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, it's George Carver. Very good. Okay. Do you know what he did? What's his job? What was one of his jobs? Very good. And do you know what he made out of peanuts? Okay. What's one of the, I think I might have, what's one of the most common items that you have for peanuts? Peanut butter. Yeah. Okay. So there's lots of other things he made out of peanuts. So he made flour. And chocolate peanuts and chili sauce out of peanuts and mayonnaise and oil and something called tutti frutti, but I don't know exactly what that looks like. Okay, anything else you think you can make out of peanuts? Maybe any of your parents can help you. What else do you think you can make out of peanuts? Satay sauce. Oh, yeah, I didn't write that one. Yeah, very good. Satay sauce, yep. Anything non-edible you might want to make out of peanuts? Okay. Charcoal? When you burn it. Okay, you can make charcoal if you burn it. Yeah, that's true. Okay, here are a few other things you can make. You can make soap, castor oil, hand cream and shampoo and dyes and paint and fuel things. You can burn them, so before charcoal, yep. You can even make paper out of the vines and out of the husks and glue and polish and ink and insulation for your house. It's pretty good, isn't it? Out of a peanut. So even though it's a fake nut and even though it's pretty cheap as nuts go, pretty special. So I just want to remember about the special peanuts. Okay, what's this? Almonds. Are these nice? Who likes almonds? They're pretty special. Okay. Have you ever seen this? Okay, so these are what this comes from. These are almonds that you eat. They're all shelled and ready to go. And these are when they're on the tree still, and they are in a fruit, and then there's a hard thing in the middle. Have you ever cracked an almond? Oh, someone needs to buy some almonds in their shell, and you get to see what they look like. And then this is almond in their shell in the fruit. Pretty cool. Now, this is an almond fruit. Is there almonds in the Bible? Yep. Does anyone know where you see almonds in the Old Testament? In the sanctuary, that's right. So, oops, I haven't got there yet. There we go. Okay, so almonds are in the Bible and they're on the lampstand, you know, with the seven branches, and then they're decorated with those little fruit that you saw. And also, Aaron's rod had almonds, didn't it? So it budded those little fruit that you saw. Okay, and almonds are also like cows because you can make almond milk out of them. Pretty clever. Pretty clever little nuts. Okay, and anyone know what tree that one is? Oh, can you all see? It's not a very big picture. This tree has this fruit on it. Can you tell what fruit that is? Cashew! Very clever! That's a cashew fruit, everybody. It looks like a little pear. And it has the cashew at the bottom. Can you see it? I don't know if you can see it. There's a thing sticking out the bottom. That's the cashew. It's green. Actually, you don't eat that part, but you eat inside it. Okay, and that's the cashews. Very good. So you know that one? Yeah, so these cashews are pretty special. The fruit is really juicy, but when you drink the juice, or when you eat the fruit, although it's really juicy, it actually makes your mouth feel really dry. Have you ever eaten anything like that before? Well, it's astringent, so that's why it does it. I don't know. It's not very nice, but that's why we just eat the nuts. We just don't worry about the fruit. And the nut is actually really hard to get to because the green part that you can see has, like, itchy oils in it. So if you try to open it up, it makes your hands all itchy. And it doesn't make the nut taste very good, and then you can't really eat the nut after that because it doesn't taste nice. So they need to use a special machine and use special techniques to get you these little cashews. So cashews are also very special. Yes, okay. So there are lots of different types of nuts. I haven't got time to tell you about all the different nuts that we have, but that's just three different types of nuts. And there's three of you, which was very providential. So we're just going to think about different types of people, and God made all those nuts, and he made lots of types of nuts, and they all have their special purposes and something special about them, just like you. You're all special, something different about you. Okay, can you read that? Maybe do you want to read that? Okay, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Differences of ministries, but the same Lord. Very good. So there's differences between us, and we all have differences, just like all the nuts are different. Can you read that as well? Yes. So God works in all of us in a special way. So we all have our own little differences, but each of those are special things that God uses to work in all of us. And the last bit, can you read that as well? Yeah, so in 1 Corinthians 12, we can see that there are lots of different types of gifts in the church, and each of those gifts help to make the church what it is. So we need lots of different types of people, just as we need lots of different types of nuts. And when you look at creation, and that's what my dad's going to talk about today, there's variety. And the reason that there's variety is because our God makes lots of things. He doesn't make everything the same. He wants to make everything a bit different because everything has its own unique purpose, just like each of you. So thank you for listening. And don't forget that God has a special purpose for you.